conscious viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. On the occasion of Earth Day on April 22nd, we will explore three animated films with themes focusing on the benevolent care of our planet: Once Upon a Forest, Pocahontas, and Battle for Terra. Our first feature is Once Upon a Forest, an award-winning 1993 film based on the Furlings characters, created by Welsh author and graphic artist Ray Lambert. At the beginning of the story, we are taken to a beautiful forest called Dapplewood, where animals of all shapes and sizes exist in peace and harmony. We meet some of the fun-loving residents: Abigail, the wood mouse, voiced by Ellen Blaine; Edgar, the mole, voiced by Benji Gregory; and Russell, the hedgehog, voiced by Paige Gosney. These furlings, as all young animals are called, go to study with the wise teacher, Cornelius the badger, voiced by Michael Crawford. Here they meet Cornelius's lovely niece, Michelle, voiced by Golden Globe-nominated Elizabeth Moss. One day, Cornelius shows the furlings his latest invention, which is a little flying machine called the Flapper Wingma-thing.
Furlings, prepare to be amazed. Well, what do you have to say?
Sorry we're late?
No. About this. My life's work. The Flapper Wingama-thing. Of course, this is only a test model. Oh! One day, I shall build it full size.
He then takes them out on a forest trek for plant day. While Russell and Abigail are trying to lead the way, they encounter a human-made road for the very first time in their lives. As they explore this hard, funny-smelling discovery, Russell is almost run over by a careless driver, who also litters by tossing out a glass bottle from the car. Cornelius takes them back to the forest on a surprise boat trip and teaches them another valuable lesson in life: the importance of working together.
All right. Abigail, Russell, you paddle first. Stop. No. We'll never get anywhere that way. Now, together. Stroke.
Upon returning home, they are shocked by the scene before them: withered flowers, bare trees, and a barren and lifeless forest. It turns out that the broken glass on the road had blown out the tire of a tanker truck transporting poisonous gas. As the vehicle overturned, the gas was released into the forest. Michelle inhales the harmful gas that has filled her home and falls ill. Cornelius says that only the two special herbs can save his niece's life. As Cornelius tends to Michelle, it is now up to the other three furlings to go to a distant meadow to get these herbs, and fast. Directed by Charles Gosmner and produced by David Kirshner, Once Upon a Forest takes us on a magical adventure filled with whimsical charm, while reminding us that we must take heed of our actions, for they affect all lives on the planet. Our next movie is the 1995 Walt Disney production, Pocahontas. Directed by Oscar-nominated Mike Gabriel and Eric Goldberg, the film features two-time Oscar winner Mel Gibson as the voice of Captain John Smith and Golden Globe nominee Irene Bedard as the voice of Pocahontas, whose singing voice is that of Tony nominee Judy Kuhn. The film opens in 1607, with a group of British sailing to the New World, led by Governor Radcliffe, voiced by Emmy nominee David Ogden Steers. He, like everyone else on board, thinks that there is gold everywhere in America and seeks to claim the treasure for himself. The only exception is the brave and handsome Captain John Smith, who seems to enjoy the adventure of the journey more than getting the gold. Unfortunately, John does share the crew members' false belief that the Native Americans are savages. Meanwhile, the Native American people are living happily and harmoniously, with full respect for Mother Earth and all God's creations. Chief Powhatan, voiced by Russell Means, hopes to get his only daughter, Pocahontas, to marry the best warrior of the tribe, Coca-Um, voiced by James Apaumut Fall. But the free-spirited Pocahontas does not feel comfortable about the proposal. She goes to seek the advice of Grandmother Willow, the talking willow tree, voiced by Oscar winner Linda Hunt. This is when Pocahontas first spots the newly arrived John, who is exploring the new land. The greedy Governor Ratcliffe has a fortress built in a wooded clearing, proclaiming it to be Jamestown, and orders the crewmen to start digging gold immediately. In the meantime, John is sent to find the whereabouts of the Native Americans to attain more information on where to exploit the lands. John soon befriends Pocahontas, and as they gain more understanding about one another, their preconceived judgments of each other are gradually dispelled. As Pocahontas shows John the delicate balance of nature and the interconnectedness of all life, he realizes that the Native Americans are anything but savages.
But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
When Coca-Um is injured by the naive crew member Thomas, voiced by Oscar winner Christian Bale, Chief Powhatan calls for the help of every village to fight Governor Ratcliffe and his people. At the same time, unable to find anything after the excavations, Governor Ratcliffe accuses the Native Americans of hiding all the gold and declares his determination to take it back by force. As the crisis unfolds, can Pocahontas and John's friendship bring understanding between the two sides? Pocahontas offers a colorful retelling of the actual 17th century encounter between the Powhatan princess and English Captain John Smith. The film respectfully portrays the gracious, dignified ways of the Native Americans as guardians of the land, while highlighting the merits of open-mindedness and acceptance. With music by Oscar winners Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz, the timeless songs are popular with both children and adults. It won numerous awards, including 2 Academy Awards, a Golden Globe Award, and a Grammy Award. Let us now take a look at Battle for Terra, a computer-animated science fiction film directed by Aristomenes Tsirbas. The award-winning production is based on a short film of the same name about a peaceful alien planet that is attacked by the displaced remainder of the human race after Earth is no longer inhabitable. The movie takes us to Terra, a beautiful, tranquil planet far from Earth. Terra has an Earth-like surface, but its atmosphere does not contain oxygen. It is the home of the bold and adventurous Mala, voiced by Evan Rachel Wood, and her best friend, Sen, voiced by Justin Long. One day, a huge object appears in the sky, almost entirely blocking out the sunlight.
Ah!
The Tarians are puzzled. What is the meaning of the object's appearance? Mala's father, Rovan, voiced by two-time Golden Globe nominee Dennis Quaid, tells his daughter that the object is whatever the elders say it is. Not satisfied with this answer, Mala builds a telescope and sneaks out into the darkness to get a clear look at the object. She realizes that it is a spaceship, and just then many smaller fighter crafts emerge from it and begin abducting Tarians, her father included.
I'm coming! Father, look out!
Determined to rescue her father, Mala uses her glider to lead the ship into a trap, which causes it to crash. The pilot, Lieutenant Jim Stanton, voiced by Luke Wilson, is knocked unconscious. His personal robot companion, Giddy, voiced by Emmy winner David Cross, informs Mala that Jim needs oxygen if he is to survive. Hoping he can provide her with the answers to help save her father, Mala decides to help Jim and hides him in her home. In return for saving Jim's life, Giddy instills Mala with the ability to speak Jim's language.
My head, it's full of words. What language is this?
Although Jim and Mala do not trust each other, they gradually become friends. Mala learns that humans have exhausted all of Earth's resources, forcing them to start colonizing the neighboring worlds of Mars and Venus. A massive war, something that the serene Tarians have never heard of, broke out between the colonies and Earth, leading to the destruction of all three planets. The survivors were thus forced to live on the spaceship called the Ark. Upon discovering the life-supporting planet, Terra, the Ark's military commander, General Hemmer, voiced by Golden Globe nominee Brian Cox, said the only way to ensure the survival of humankind is to take over Terra. He plans to drop a huge machine called the Terraformer onto the planet's surface, which will create an Earth-like atmosphere and make it inhabitable to humans. But this would be fatal to the Tarians. Jim must decide if he will side with his fellow humans or with the Tarians, who have taught him the value of peace. Once Upon a Forest, Pocahontas, and Battle for Terra are three magnificent animated films that convey the preciousness of the ecosphere and our duty to protect it through kinder life choices. Magnanimous viewers, it was a pleasure having your company for today's cinema scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up after Noteworthy News, may every day bring new appreciation for the treasures of the universe.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.